Hi, I'm Gary Grigsby. Welcome to Missouri Environment, a report about environmental issues produced by KBIA News. Bald eagles in Missouri were taken off the federal endangered species list in 2007. The road to recovery took nearly 30 years. Last time on Missouri Environment, we told you about the popularity of viewing bald eagles in the Missouri town of Clarksville on the Mississippi River. But this time, the focus will be on why the eagles ended up as an endangered species, how they made a comeback, and what the folks who came to view them in the trees around Clarksville earlier this year think about it all.
I just think they're majestic. They really are.
That's Kathleen Kane of Columbia talking about bald eagles. On average, more than 2,000 now visit many different parts of the state in the early part of the year. Kane says she knows the role the Endangered Species Act helped play in making the eagle influx here possible.
And I believe in that act. I believe in it for other species. And, once we lose a species, we lose something in the ecosystem. And I think we barely understand what that means.
While thousands of bald eagles visit during the winter, the Missouri Department of Conservation, or MDC, says this year nearly 250 pair have permanent nests in the Show Me State. But in the late 1960s, the number of nesting pairs in the state had dropped to zero. The insecticide DDT was playing a huge role in their demise. It was banned in 1972, and 6 years later, the bald eagle went on the federal endangered species list in most states.
So I think it's a great thing we did that. I'm proud that we are able to pass legislation like that when other things don't go through, so this was an important thing, I think, to do. It's our national bird.
Terry Jackson of Columbia was in Clarksville for eagle viewing, but also attended an MDC program that included a video presentation. It focused on the efforts MDC and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service made, mostly in the 1980s, to revive bald eagle numbers, which included bringing in young eagles from other states.
We raised them in artificial nests at wetland sites in Missouri, and when they were about 11 or 12 weeks old, just before they were released, they were banded and tagged so that we could keep track of where they were going.
Staff from the World Bird Sanctuary in Valley Park, Missouri, were also in Clarksville to talk eagles.
Their feet are 200 times stronger than our hands.
With a bald eagle named McGuire perched on her gloved hand, Joanna Burton told dozens of folks how the insecticide DDT nearly killed off our national symbol. Over decades, she says it worked its way up the food chain to predators like the bald eagle. It didn't kill them directly. In essence, it weakened their eggs.
The bald eagle's eggs were so fragile, the eggshells were so thin, that when the mother went to sit on her eggs to incubate them, they would crush flat beneath her body weight and break. So no bald eagles were hatching in the wild. We didn't know it, but we were driving the bald eagle extinct.
David Stockard of Columbia is glad that didn't happen. He was in the audience listening to Burton that day as she praised the Endangered Species Act and other efforts to save eagles. He agreed with what she was saying.
Doing away with a dangerous product and bringing, this kind of wildlife refuge back to, life, we've been able to save this species, and I think it's fantastic and great.
The bald eagle, while not endangered, is still what's called a threatened species, and because of that, Joanna Burton from the World Bird Sanctuary says we can't let our guard down even now. Well, that's it for Missouri Environment this time around. You can also find us at KBIA.org. I'm Gary Grigsby.